Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the Above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or podcastone.com.
Hi, this is Phil Henry. All the voices you're about to hear will be performed by me. Hi, everybody. This is Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, and this is Wes Hurlford and the Westerners Winsome Pork Chop Hour. I hope you all enjoy it, folks. Yeah. Wes Hurlford and the Westerners on the Winsome Pork Chop Hour. Well, there's a midget. Down the road.
Great time.
And you know, fans, we love those Winsome pork chops. Anytime you're in the mood for a pork chop, get a Winsome pork chop, because not only are they delicious, but those pigs live a good life. They live in one-bedroom homes. That's right. And they don't have much to do. Just lay around all day and eat and live a full pig life. And when they're done, they're done. And they turn into some pretty good pork chops. Winsome pork chops. Get them in your local grocery store. Midget too, there's a midget, there's a midget, someday it won't be there. How about that, folks? There's a midget. All right, thanks so much, everybody, and welcome here to the Wes Hurlford from the Westerners Winston Pork Chop Hour. Boy, we have been a long time since we've been on a television, on a radio here, but we're very glad to be with you. The whole band is here. We'd like to play some songs for you and hope you enjoyed. Great to be back home here in the beautiful, beautiful city of Nashville, Tennessee, of course. Thank you, yeah. I want to start out now. I'm going to get Shorty up here. He's going to sing. You heard a little bit of Shorty singing there. Let's do some more singing.
It was yesterday. You looked my way. I said, not too good. I wished you a Merry Christmas. You told me it was Labor Day weekend. I was so nervous, I didn't know what to say. But loved you, love-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-you.
I love you.
I love you too. Yes, I do.
Beautiful. That is Shorty Winsome. Thank you very much, Shorty. Shorty's not, by the way, you are not related to the Winsome Pork Chop people, are you?
No, I've been checking that out.
That's enough, okay? You do that on your own time, son. Go to Ancestry.com or whatever the hell you got to do. Well, folks, I hope you're enjoying yourselves here on the Wes Hurlford and the Westerners Winsome Pork Chop Hour. Let's do ourselves another little number here I think you're going to enjoy. It's called Summertime. Summertime is the time when I like to go to your house. Summertime, summertime, it's the time that I like to go to your house and sing Summertime. Well, I hope you're there, I hope you're home, 'cause I'd hate to have to break in. I hope you're there, I hope you're home, 'cause I'd hate like hell to miss making bacon, huh? Summertime's the time when I like to go, summertime. Summertime's the time when I like to go to your house. Summertime, 'cause the sun is shining, you smell so good. You're sitting on the porch, I'm getting wood. It's summertime time for me. Thank you, summertime. You know, folks, Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, sometimes we like to be real ballady. Sometimes we like to have those slow. But how, boys, what do you think? We cook it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's get this show on the road. And that's the name of this song, Show on the Road. You lost weight that day. I knew I wouldn't hesitate to take you home in the wagon just fixed. You lost weight that day. I brought into town a load of hay. You lost weight. And that was great. Shorty, come on in.
When you lost that weight, it blew me away. You did.
You all right?
Yeah, bye. I don't know. Must be them stogies I'm still smoking.
Didn't even have the
weight. You look great.
Wearing those cotton pants and the flip-flops, you were fine. I'll never forget me dancing at the Country Jamboree.
All right. Well, sir, for ladies and gentlemen, that boy West, I thought you were going to run out of gas there.
Almost did. Thanks a lot, boys. You know, Wes Hilford and the Westerners, we like to play music just about as much as anything else. But I'll tell you the one thing we do like more than playing music, and that's falling in love. Let's bring up Dick Albright now.
I am the one who waited around there till one. I was just one. I waited till two. When you're one, you're not two, you're just one. Everything you order, it's just one. I waited till one, then it got to be two. Boo-hoo. One of me, and that's because as long as there's only one of me, I'll be always waiting at home for you. This one called Evening Light, folks. Well, talk to God a little bit.
We lit a fire in the sky. We brought out the canteens, good mountain water. Mama made the greens. But I knew something was missing, because my life was full of sin. I needed God right then. I was sinful, my soul was black as sin. The crimes I'd committed, the sins that I'd committed, I knew God wouldn't let me in. But I wanted to clean my act up, because I wanted to make sure at the end of my days, God would take a look and say, come on in. But the perversions that I'd committed, the sickness of the sins, the money that I'd stolded, all the women I'd done in, all the people I'd beat up, all the cars that I'd stole.
That's quite a few, too.
Yeah. But God let me in. He let me in.
Folks, because the time of your life, you have all that fun, but you know you got to pay the piper. Ain't that right, boys?
Yeah!
Well, I tell you, there ain't a band on earth that doesn't know that better than Wes Hilford and the Westerners when it comes to paying the piper. Hey, I think it's time for another fast song, don't you? It's called Cattle Drive.
Yeah!
Down into the valley I ride.
Cattle Drive.
It's Cattle Drive. I ride into the valley I ride.
Cattle drive. It's cattle drive.
All these clowns said I'd never make it. Said I'd never make it as a ramrod. But that night in the back of the wagon, I knew ramrod.
Well, I like
to drive me some cattle. I like to drive them out on the range.
You know, nothing I like better than driving some cattle, boys, don't you know? Don't you miss those days out on the cattle drive?
Steer, I'll steer you clear of the cow. The cow, cow now,
cow now, brown now,
cow now.
They'll steer me clear of a steer, big longhorn steer. I love to be out on the range. Thank you very much. Yeah, I love to have that wonderful night in my hair. I love to feel the wind in my hair.
Cow, cow, yippee-yay, the cow, cow now.
Steer me clear of the cow. Oh, steer me clear of the cow.
Because the cow made me sin, sin into win. It wasn't anything I did with the cow.
Yeah! All right, thank you very much. Why we get any further, we get any deeper into that song. Well, we're being a little silly here tonight, folks. Hope you're enjoying it here. Wes Hilford and Westerners on this Winston Pork Chop Hour. And let me tell you what, there's nothing better than a Winston Pork Chop for breakfast. Have you had it? Winston Pork Chops. You know, a lot of time, people, what do you like to have, buddy?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's what everybody wants is bacon. Well, a lot of people like sausages, too, just like you, Shorty, right?
I like the sausage.
Well, I recommend the Winston Pork Chop. It's thick and juicy, and brother, I'll tell you what, it cooks up real fine. With eggs, with toast, it's a wonderful way to start the day. And remember, all of our Winston pigs are treated like royalty in life. They had one-bedroom homes. They lived great. They actually ordered humans around. That's right. We would beat humans bloody if they offended the pig or hurt the pig in any way. So you know you're getting a Winston Pork Chop that is tender, happy, juicy. That pig is smiling down from pig heaven on you. I got to laugh when I think about it. You know, Shorty?
Yeah, I can't have them with pigs.
The Winston Pig. Now, let's get back to Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. How about that, huh? Yeah. Boy, look at him play. Shorty, you play a hell of a mandolin. Shorty Richin here. Let's give him a hand. Yeah. Barnyard dance, barnyard dance. This is the only dance I know. Barnyard dance, you and the barn can dance. I'm just kidding. Barnyard dance. Hey, there goes a kitten. That's great. You know that mandolin, Shorty, I tell you what, you make that thing sing better than anybody I ever heard in my entire life. How'd you do that?
Yeah, just a lot of practice.
A lot of practice, yeah. I'm gonna give you something now to practice on. Here's something to practice on. It's Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. Yeah! Oh, Cherokee man, oh, Cherokee man, I came and took your land, Cherokee man. I wanted to settle down, I want to build myself a house, using all kind of sawed bricks and just living like a real guy, you know? It was Cherokee man's land, Cherokee man's land, he didn't dig the fact that it was on his land. Cherokee man's land.
The Cherokee man, he'd be missing the top of your head.
That's silly.
It is silly. Bobby.
Well, Cherokee man one day came to the house, said I was sitting on top of his land. I said, what of it? He said, that's my uncle. I said, right below me? He said, kerbuncle. I said, well, Cherokee man, don't take my hand, oh Cherokee man, don't hurt me now, how now brown cow, oh Cherokee man, don't take my hand.
Yeah! Cherokee man, yeah, got a watch out on a Cherokee man, because he will take your hand and might not give it back either. That's the God's honest truth. Get that jug out. Time to get the jug out, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been looking for that the whole night.
All right. Hey, mama, keep that jug away. Hey, mama, keep that jug away. Now, you know, I've been to my third wife. On the third wife, fourth wife, fifth wife now. Keep the jug away. Woo! Yeah, that's one. I like to say that one is for Mama, you know, because I love Mama, but she's the one that turned me into an alcoholic.
Hey, Mama, keep the jug away. I got myself a brand new job. I ain't gonna make it down tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's a beautiful little thing there. It's called Keep That Jug Away here on Wes Hurlford and the Westerners Hour. How about that, folks, huh? How are you doing, sitting on your hands? Well, you know, folks, we love singing, we love playing, we love dancing. In fact, there isn't anything having to do with music that we don't like, including the drinking. Now, what we'd like to do is put it all together for you in this song. It's called Ride Pony Ride.
Ride Pony Ride, take me by your side, let me breathe the fresh air.
Ride Pony Ride, take me by your side, let me breathe some fresh air.
I came to Pittsburgh from YNCA. I'm down in Kentucky, they said, you can make it, hey. I went up to Pittsburgh, I breathed that lousy air. I'll tell you something right now, I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, well, ride, pony, ride. Take me where it's clean. Take me to a place where it's clean and people wash.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Take me to a place where the bathtubs. Toby Ball there with the fiddle. That's beautiful, Toby. Thank you.
Play me a fiddle, pony ride.
I play me a banjo, pony ride.
Because one day that pony's gonna look at me and say, hey, what you on my back for, mister? You can start walking as far as I'm concerned.
Ride, pony, ride. Take me by your side. Teach me the ways of life. Maybe the Cherokee man gonna find me out by the stand and take the top of my head clean off. Yeah! Billy Tootin there on a mandolin, folks.
Woo!
You're doing good, Billy.
Ride, pony, ride. Take me by your side. I see that pretty girl I've missed so long.
Ride, pony, ride. Even if I go by that little lady's house, I'd rather be with you. It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. God, it's weird. All right, folks, there it is. Ride, pony, ride. Hey. That's one of those songs we combine dancing, singing, drinking, everything you can possibly do with country music. We do it there on Ride Pony Ride. Well, here we go with another thing. This is going to feature Tex Claxton. Go ahead, Tex. Thank you. What is that in your hair? It was not there yesterday morning when you washed it in the sink. I don't know if it's alive or dead. Maybe it's something from the kitchen, I think. What is that in your hair? What is that in your hand? It ain't my gland. We was doing that well into the night. What's that in your other hand? And what's that on top of your head? Holy God, get me out of here. What is that in your hair? I think it's a bear. You know I love you despite all of your misgivings. And Miss Gibbons said I can take your hand in marriage because she's your mom. Didn't know your last name, did you? It's Gibbons. What is that in your hair? I'll go ahead and take you there. I'll go ahead and make you happy even though you got that in your hair. I think it's a tarantula or maybe some melantula.
Or maybe it's a spatula from Breakfast, I don't know. But is that in your That's a fun little song, and it's an old folk song from way, way, way back. What is that in your hire? Okay, folks, here we go. Let's do a little soft shoe now. This is a soft kind of a waltzy thing. It's going to be sung by Melvin Gizmer. He does all our ballads. Come on in, Melvin.
Thank you.
Old lady, take me home. You know the secret of my love. She was 5'3", came up to my knee, and then she left me all alone. Oh, lady, please take me home. I want no part of this funky town. I thought she'd be waiting. What she scratched on the note on the ground.
Well, now you know she was illiterate, so she couldn't write a lick.
It doesn't make no difference, doesn't make me sick.
And you know she cheated on other men, sent them off to jail.
I'm so lonesome for her, I'd live with her in hell.
What you do with my girl? She was down here, you was taking care of business.
When she got in the family way,
you committed an act opposing nature.
Old lady. Come on, old lady.
Where you hiding my girl? Old lady. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Old lady. That's a very old folk song, and it's about a witchy woman. Isn't that, Chet?
It is about a witchy woman that the man's looking for his girlfriend, and the witchy woman has shrunk the woman, the girlfriend, down to the size of a walnut and stuck her in the cabinet there in the kitchen. So the man's saying, where's my girl? Can't find her. No, sir, cannot find her. And tiny little jug band music, folks. Want that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm walking through the snow. Just the other day, I learned to walk through the snow. Oh, it felt good on the toes.
You can walk through the snow, cold as ice, walking through the snow just like the mice. Mice that betray each other in deep romance. Walking through the snow, well, I'm walking through the snow. There ain't no snow that's colder than your heart.
I'm walking through the snow.
Gonna get on dough.
Don't rain me.
Me too. I like how you end that thing, Ed.
I wasn't sure going to end that song.
What do you think, folks? Should we end the song? Get rid of it, because it sucks ass. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Not anymore, you're not. All right. That's a cute one. That's you working on that?
I'm working. That's the jug band thing.
Well, sounds a little bit more like, that's about that jug band, right? But I tell you what, folks, we love around here is good, hot, cooking country music. I want to hear some, I can't tell you. I want a steel guitar. Chester, you must be getting bored back there.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Let's cook. Let's smoke. Let's do it, man. Let's get some country music. What the fuck is that?
Excuse me, sorry.
Wes Hurlford and the Westerners will be right back. Wes Hurlford of the Westerners brought to you by Winsome Pork Chops, for the very finest in pork chops, from pigs that have enjoyed a wonderful life in single-bedroom homes. Get Winsome Pork Chops. Hello, I'm David Winson, and my family has been in the pork chop business since 1927. Why? Because we knew it, and we knew it better than anybody else here in the Del Crow Valley. All of these pigs that you see, they're smiling. Why? Those are their homes. Right behind them, yes, what you think is a subdivision where humans live, that's where our pigs live. No, there's no cars. We haven't learned how to do that yet. But they enjoy life in those homes down... Yes, those are swimming pools, sure. Because a happy pig is a tasty pig. These pigs live full lives, and then they feed me, you, baby make three. How do you feel about that pig? Oink. She was a smart ass. So yes, by all means, stop. Talk to any one of our pigs. They won't lie. Winson Pigs have got it good. Winson Pigs. Winson Pig Company. Now back to Wes Ruford and the Westerners, ladies and gentlemen, here on Wes Ruford and the Westerners' Winsome Pork Chop Hour.
Woo!
Yeah, midget. Ha, midget. Yeah! All right, folks. We really want to cook here, man, so let's do it, all right? Yeah! Hop, hop, and hop. It's the country music hop. All the cats and kittens love to do the hop. Yeah, it's country hop. I'm doing the hop.
I'm walking around on one leg doing the country hop.
Yeah.
I'm walking around on one leg
doing the country hop. Well, I'm the hop. I'll do me the country hop.
You one-legged man? One-legged man?
Doing a hop. The country hop does the bop. And the bop is the country hop. You're on pop.
You on top.
With the country hop. One-legged man.
And a one-legged man can do that country hop.
Yeah! It's the country hop. It's the country hop. All hopped up.
Country hop.
She's hopped up. Yeah, the country hop there. Now, see, that's what I was talking about, boys. You know, and you know the audience here. You people, yeah, they want to hear more of that stuff. They want to hear more of that. Here we go, folks. Yeah. Hey, little song comes to us from Kentucky. Huh? We got people from Kentucky here. There, yeah. Get some coal country music here, yeah. My daddy was a coal miner. He was a miner, 12 years old as a coal miner. They said a miner couldn't buy no cigarettes or beer, 'cause he was a miner, and yet he was a miner. That wasn't fair.
That wasn't fair.
My daddy was a miner when he was a miner, trying to get a pack of clove cigarettes. They said, you're a miner. He said, you're right, I'm a miner, but I'm also a miner. And they said, we're confused. That's when daddy robbed the store of everything they had, those whores. Got himself a pack of smokes, a drink of beer, a drink of whiskey.
And he loved it.
That day.
That's an autobiographical sketch there is what I like to call it, folks. That's called My Daddy Was a Miner, but he was also a miner.
How was your daddy when he had you?
Now, that's getting kind of personal, isn't it? I don't remember the last time you and I made love, but it had to have been good, 'cause I'm still sporting wood. I don't remember the last time you and I made love, but it must have been fine. Tasted like wine. I've got all kinds of problems.
things that blow me away. I can't remember stuff that happened just the other day, but I can't remember the last time we made love.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time you and I made love. Was it any good? Honey, I hope it was, because you know I love to do it again. At a quarter past ten, that's when I'll be home from the brewery.
I can't remember the last time we made love. Boy, that's a sad state of affairs there, folks, isn't it? All right. Here's a little thing here that Bob Westcott's going to sing for us. This is called Drunk Again. I'm drunk again, drunk on your love. I'm drunk again, oh, I have a yen for a big case of beer, a big bottle of Everclear. I'm drunk again, 'cause you turned me down at the dance. All I wanted to do was show you the soft shoe, show you my high moves. I'd bust a move, but instead I got drunk.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I sat in the car to 3 or 4, got drunk again.
Yeah. Again, man.
Yeah.
Billy Winston there on the steel guitar, ladies and gentlemen. He's something else, isn't he? I pay him enough, I'll tell you that.
I'm drunk again. I got a yen to get drunk again.
I'm drunk again.
I'm drunk again. I got me a yen to get drunk again. These are the things that one thinks of in the pen. It's 'cause I love you that I got drunk again.
Yeah, hey, hey. Don't ever fall in love around Timmy Wake there, 'cause he's just gonna get drunk again, ladies and gentlemen. Good one, Timmy. I love that song. I always love that song. Great ballad. This is Wes Hurlford and the Westerners here on the Winston Pork Chop Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, the Winston Pork Chop Hour from Duckbird Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
Yeah! There's a midget. Oh, there's that midget. It's a midget coming down the road.
Barkley Tires is a shoe. It's a sandal. You can get anywhere in 5 seconds. When I pointed to there, I'm actually just pointing to this thing that's it's right next to me. Barkley Tires, from here to there in 5 seconds. Barkley Tires. Hey, folks, this is Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. You know, Barkley Tires are what I put on my truck because I want to get where I'm going fast, and I don't want to blow out. No, 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 no. If I got a call from a member of my family, my wife, my kids, and I want to go and find them, pick them up, you never know. You need a good set of tires. If it's raining, if it's snowing, no matter what the weather, Barkley Tires, that's the tire for me. I love Barkley Tires so much, I put a set on my truck, and I've got another set in the garage just in case I blow out all four of these. In fact, I love Barkley Tires so much, I actually sleep in them. I've made a bed out of Barkley Tires and conceived my first son in a bed made of Barkley Tires. God, that's weird. Ask my wife.
Wes is a real sick animal, but we love Barkley Tires. No question about it. No question at all.
Hey, thank you. So, folks, remember, when it comes to a tire, and I don't mean Barkley Tires, I mean a tire, like wedding attire.
Oh, stop it, will you, Wes?
I'm just kidding. Barkley Tires is the way to go, believe me.
Wes Hurlford and the Westerners is back now from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, folks, let me see what we got here. Let's do the hop now. It's going to be a little boogie, country boogie here with Joey Blow.
I like boogie at night. I like to boogie all day long. I like to boogie at night. Boogie woogie all day long. I'm the boogie woogie cowboy. I don't drive no cattle. got a boogieing cowboy, they always think you're gay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Say hey!
It's the boogieing cowboy, the boogiest cat in town.
It's the boogieing cowboy. It's the boogiest cowboy.
Cowboy boogie, folks. I love that, huh?
It's the boogieing cowboy, you and me. We'll go down at a quarter to three. Open up the dance hall, yes siree. Boogie cowboy till three.
Whoa! On the touchstone of my love, she did stand. She wanted me, it would be grand. I told her, of course, I'd take her hand. Even if the child wasn't mine, she could move the whole brew in to my home. We'd be fine. I loved her, so I adopted her kids. Then when the real father came to town, they split and went out of town. Spent 3 nights at the Opry Hotel. I may look... Thank you. Thank you.
That's a great song.
I had another extra lyric there.
Well, you won't sing.
No, that's okay. That's all right. All right, folks. Here's Chester Brown now, and this is called How Now, Brown Cow.
How now, brown cow. You took my baby from me. You told me it would be fine. Hey, how now, brown cow. You lied to me. You took my baby from me. I don't feel fine.
Well, now, brown cow. When I rode down the road, you looked like a toad chewing your cud.
How now, brown cow. Why am I talking to a cow? 'Cause the witchy woman said you had certain powers.
Yeah. How now, brown cow. All right.
Bo Peep Wilson there, folks, on the lead guitar. Way to do it, Bo Peep.
Thank you.
Cow hell with your bell.
Well, how now, brown cow. You took my baby from me. I hope you rot in a cow hell.
Yeah!
That's some. Brown Cow, folks. Isn't that a beautiful song? That's when I was in there by lead guitar player Stingy Wilson here on Wes Hilford and the Westerners Winston Pork Chop Hour. Y'all remember something called Southern Rock, huh? Yeah. We're going to do a little bit of Southern Rock for you right now because we all love Southern Rock. Come up in Southern Rock. Let's do it, huh? Let's do it. There's a Southern Rock boogie right now here. Blowhard Wilson on the lead guitar. I'll have Chucky Brown there on the steel guitar. Come on now. Ha! Yeah! We're Wes Hilford and the Westerners. We kick ass. We're Wes Hilford and the Westerners. Man, don't be last. Yeah! Hoo-ah! Wes Hilford and the Westerners. Ain't nobody's punk. Wes Hilford and the Westerners. We ain't nobody's chump. Woo! Yeah. Y'all like that music? Yeah, I do too. remember I went to the publishing company. I said, I got me a song or three. He said, they all sounded like one or the other. Man, they blew my cover. I got no talent, but I can still lay it down. Yeah. Man from the publishing company said to me, is that the only lick you know? I said, yeah, but pretty good though, isn't it? He said, yeah, I loved it the first 100 times I heard it from ZZ Top. I said, man, you're cruel.
Yeah, I heard that before, I tell you that.
You probably heard it all, Swensky. I don't want to even know anything for you. You've heard every kind of insult you've heard.
Just about.
And I'm not even talking about your music. Woo-hoo! Go on, everybody, dance. Well, there it is, man. Yeah. Woo! I went to the publishing company. Said, I got me a song. They said, you sound like the other 60 guys that had been here today. Bug off. How about that? Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, folks. I should say, the Westerners band. I love these guys, Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. The best part of this band are the Westerners. Let me tell you what. Here's a song that I want to have our piano player, Dobie Brown, sing on. It hurts me very deeply. It hurts me right down here. It hurts me oh so deeply where I'm pointing. Thank you. It hurts me, oh it hurts me to see you walk down the street. It hurts me, yeah, it hurts me. When it hurts me, then it hurts me. When it burns me, it still hurts me. Well, I see you the other day leaving the hair salon. You look great. I asked you if you'd want to share a sandwich and some soup, and you looked at me like I was stuck in a fool loop. It hurt me, yeah, it hurt me. Somebody burped me. Thank you.
That's beautiful, son. Thank you. Wes Hurlford here, and the Westerners here. And I'll tell you what, having ourselves a good time on Wes Hurlford and the Westerners' Winston Pork Chop Hour. Well, man, you know, as I told you, we love to have a Winston Pork Chop for breakfast, or for lunch, for dinner. You know, it's a great time to have a Winston Pork Chop just as a snack. You keep that in a bag, you hold on to that bone, that pork chop bone, ain't nothing like it. Bring along a little bit of salt, and you got yourself one heck of a between-meal snack. And talk about protein. It's good for you. Yes, the Winston Pork Chop is not only a great-tasting pork chop, it comes from the happiest pigs on earth. As you know, our Winston pigs all live in one-bedroom homes with swimming pools. They don't drive cars, but damn close. They ride around in little carts. They push themselves down the street. And they live long, healthy, beautiful lives. That's because the Winston pig is a happy pig. And Winston pig is a happy pig. That's the Winston Pork Chop. And brother, you're in heaven. Winston Pork Chops. All right, folks, let's check it out now, huh? And thanks for listening to us, too, folks.
All right, buddy.
Well, we loved having you in our living room. Serving you that old-time family brew. Love having you here in the living room. But
you got to clean up after yourself. I don't look like I'm part of the help. All we ask is that you take your funky shoes,
put them on outside, yeah, you put them on outside.
I know people that like that song. It's an old favorite, huh?
Put your shoes on outside. Like to set me free with the stink.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Like that one, huh?
Wes Hurlford and the Westerners brought to you by Winsome Pork Chops.
Thanks again, folks, and we'll see you next week.
Well, there's a midget.
Ah,
look at that midget. He's been bugging me since 5 o'clock. Get out of my life. If you don't get out of my life, then, friend, you and I are enemies. And you don't want to make it for an enemy. Man.
Wes Hurlford of the Westerners is an intergalactic production. Recorded live at Funktown Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. All rights reserved.
Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. Presentation of the Phil Henry Show, executive producer Phil Henry for Shipper Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah! There's a midget. Come on, midget. I challenge you to a duel. You're bugging me here. You're bugging me there. Here, there, everywhere. You're bugging me. Quit bugging me.
Yeah, bug me.
Quit bugging me.
Yeah, bugging me.
Bugging me.
Quit bugging me.
Quit doing it. Stop it.